Did you end up teaching any of them at all when you were out in Central?
Yes, I started to teach them a correspondence course. And I guess I was probably the worst correspondence teacher ever born, because we'd get settled, you know, we'd get the morning dishes done, and then we'd get settled to working, and Red would be coming in, blustery, "I gotta have help out here in the garage," or "I gotta have help with the wood pile," or something, so the day was shot. But that's the way it went on. I think Robin and Jean may have learned a little, but not much. It was accidental if they learned. But we always had good reading and around for them, radio programs, and it was, you know, they were learning all the time, just not learning under the stricture of the class book.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you could tell me a little bit about the operation at Eagle Creek. You said it was quite an operation there. Can you describe what it was like?
Well, by the time we came into the country, Eagle Creek was still a booming mining operation. And it was bought by Bill and Alice Herring, and they mined there for over 25 years.